Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. This is CJ Savage, and I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and you are joining me today with your Hour of Power with the new program that we just started called The Power of Your Superconscious Mind. And I am CJ Savage. I am a certified hypnotherapist, and I'll give you a little bit of background on myself. I used to be a mental health specialist for the state of Illinois for the Department of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities at the Jacksonville Developmental Center. I continued my education at the Sangamon State University while I was working on my master's there in clinical psychology. I decided to enroll in classes for hypnotherapy. I graduated from the Hypnodyne Foundation from Clearwater, Florida. I was certified as a hypnotherapist by the state of Florida in 1991 by the International Association of Counselors and Therapists after studying under Stephen Lavelle. I also graduated from advanced hypnotherapy in New York in 1992 while I was taking off some time from work at the state of Illinois. I opened up hypnosis clinics in Winchester, Bloomington, Springfield, Jacksonville, and after I resigned from the state of Illinois in 1993, I went into hypnosis full-time, which I was pretty much working full-time anyway. So I've been hypnotizing people for more than 17 years with exceptional success. While people become happier and healthier, transforming their mental, emotional, and physical health for the better, living life more abundantly. Also, I will tell you that I go back to this because this is one of the highlights of my entire life, I think. I was in Europe in 1981, and while I was there, I went to visit the Pope. He was giving a speech in front of St. Peter's Basilica one day right out there in St. Peter's Square, which was in January of 1981, and so I got to meet Pope John Paul II, and when I was there, I had the privilege of having him bless me. He laid hands on me and said a prayer for me in front of this huge group of people, which was in Rome, Italy at that time. So I've always thought that was quite an honor, and I'll just share that with you for a little bit. I was born in 1955, and I'm divorced and live in Jacksonville. I have two daughters, both married, and I have five grandchildren. So the show tonight, the program that we're going to talk about, is a continuance of last week. Last week, we talked about the seven things that you must do to attract wealth, health, and happiness. It's the health, wealth, and happiness that you deserve. And this is the continued version because we could not get it all in 1 hour. So I'm going to brief over a little bit what we talked about last week, and then we will continue. There are many things that you can do to change your life and create the wealth, health, and happiness that you really deserve. There are many things. I think Jack Canfield wrote the book called 64 Successful Principles in Creating the Wealth, Happiness, and whatever it is. However, there are seven things that you absolutely have to do to turn your life around. And the reason I know is because I did this myself. If you have any one area of your life that you want to change, or if it's all the areas, if it's your relationships, your finances, your health, your mental, emotional area, it doesn't matter. Whether it's one area or all the areas, there are certain things that you have to do to start making changes. And the biggest thing that you can do, you start by changing your thinking. If you want to change your life, you have to start by changing your thinking. So, actually next week, that's what the program is going to be, is how to change your thinking. But to start with, tonight, we're going to brief you over some of the things we talked about. It's really important to start your day by just taking 5 to 10 minutes to being grateful. Now, these things I give you, the seven things, doesn't mean you have to do them in this particular order, and it doesn't mean you have to accomplish each one at a time in this order, but there's just seven things that you need to do to really change your life. And one of the things is being grateful. That is one of the most important things in life. Because when you are grateful for whatever it is that you're grateful for, the universe is going to give you more of it. Now, we did talk about the universe. You can call it whatever you want to. You can call it God. You can call it the universe. But there is one power, the universal power, spirit. You can call it spiritual power. You can simply call it God. But God will give you more, whatever it is that you're grateful for. And if you dwell on all the negative stuff, then you're giving that a lot of attention. And what you focus on is what you're giving more attention. You're putting more energy into it, and you're attracting more of it. So by being grateful, what it does, it will literally change the chemistry in your body. It'll have an effect on every cell of your body. It'll change your attitude and help you to be more positive and start your day off so much better, because the first hour of your day sets precedence for the rest of the day, mostly. There's so much truth in that. So I suggest that you start your day. If you don't have any time, you're extremely busy, then when you're in front of the mirror, getting ready in the morning in the bathroom, or while it's in the shower, you can just make a mental note. Go through that list mentally and say, I am so grateful, God. I'm so grateful for my family, my wonderful, healthy, beautiful, loving, healthy family. I'm grateful for my home, the roof over my head. I'm grateful for my automobile I have to drive. And I'm grateful for my cat and my dog. I'm grateful for my good health and my good body that carries me every day. Even if your body's not that healthy, if you're grateful for the health that you have, you're going to become healthier. Be grateful for the money that you have to spend, for your financial blessings, and you'll get more of it. If you focus on your worries and your fears and being broke and poor, you're going to get more of it. So be grateful and keep it very positive what you're grateful for, and you will find that your list will grow. The more you do this, the more it'll grow. Now, I strongly suggest that you start this by simply writing it down where you can really focus on it, dwell on it. Just take some time, sometime, to sit down and make a list of what it is that you're grateful for. With each thing that you list, give it some serious thought. And if you say, well, I'm not grateful for anything, I don't want to be grateful for anything, I'm not grateful because I can't think of anything to be grateful for. Yes, you can, if you really try, and if you're in that state of mind that you really don't feel that you're grateful for anything, then you need to really work on this. It's extremely important to do this. You know, you can be grateful for what you can do. You could be grateful that you can walk. Many people in this world cannot walk. Be grateful that you can talk or that you can see. Be grateful for all the abilities that you have to do, all the things that you do each and every day. Be grateful for your house, your home, your family, your abilities, what you can do, the food that you have to eat. The universe will give you more of what you're really grateful for. It'll lift your spirits and raise your vibration. That's one of the most important things. Then I suggest that you say some prayers. You might sit down and write the prayers, because we're going to talk about how to get control of your thinking and turn that thinking around, from get rid of that negative thinking and start thinking more positively. And prayers will help you get rid of that negative thinking. You can find some prayers that you like, maybe the Lord's Prayer, the 23rd Psalm, or whatever prayers that you're really comfortable with. But start your day with some prayers. End your day with some prayers and end your day with being grateful. Just make a mental note, even if you do it only for a minute, and just go through it mentally while you're getting ready or while you're getting ready to go for the day or getting ready to go to bed at night. Be grateful and say some prayers. Then the next thing, number three we talked about, is forgiveness is absolutely necessary. To err is human, but to forgive is divine. You cannot be truly successful if you go through life holding grudges against people. To achieve perfect health, great wealth, success and be really happy, you have to forgive anyone and everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. Some of you are thinking, I know, yeah, but you don't know what so-and-so did. You know what? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Because when you have ill will towards someone or hateful thoughts or negative thinking, then the only thing that happens is, it's the analogy of it, it's like you're drinking the poison and you're hoping that the other person is going to get sick, and it doesn't work that way. When you hold grudges and you're angry, you hate, you feel anger and fears and jealousies and ill will towards others, then the only thing that's going to happen there is going to make you sick, and those thoughts, feelings, and words are going to affect every cell of your body until you are physically sick, and you will have health problems if you keep the negative thinking up. True forgiveness is a healing, and it can set you free from the negative energy in the universe and clear any blockages that you may have in your energy field. You cannot have perfect health, and you cannot have real success with holding a lot of grudges and anger and hate and ill will towards others. So simply just say out loud. Say out loud in your mind, or just say it out loud. Say, God, help me to forgive this person. Help me to forgive. You might Google, go on the internet and Google EFT. That's EFT. That's Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's a very simple little technique that you can use on yourself that will, it's like a manual acupuncture, and it helps to balance the energies in the body and release, it helps to release those deep down negative feelings and clear those blockages in your energy field. EFT for Emotional Freedom Techniques. You might Google it and look it up. It's on there. It's free. If you can't find it, email me and I will send it to you. So, true forgiveness is really a healing for yourself. If you want to heal, if you want to live an abundant life, you have to forgive. Simply say it out loud. Just say it out loud to yourself. I forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused me any harm or pain. Just say it out loud. I forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused me any harm or pain. For you to heal, really heal, you have to truly forgive anyone that's caused you any pain. And then forgive yourself. Say to yourself, I love you. And put your name in there. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. It's very important to forgive yourself. This is the way you can heal. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now, you don't need to reminisce and what you're forgiving for. Just do it and say it at least 3 times as if you mean it with all your heart. It is very, very powerful. Now, I know I'm going through these a little fast. I'm going to try to get through all these. 4, write affirmations. There are a lot of really good affirmations. Say affirmations. Get up in the morning while you're getting ready to go, while you're driving down the road in your automobile, going to wherever it is that you're going. People spend a lot of time in their cars driving. So say your affirmations. And this is actually, several things happen. When you say these affirmations, they're very positive. They have an effect on your life. They have an effect on your body. And also, it will keep those random negative thoughts from flying in, get you on a, when you're recapping something that happened that upset you, just put it aside. And if you have a hard time saying these mentally, say them out loud, loud enough that you can hear yourself say it. Listen to yourself say it. For health, good, and I don't know what it is that you need for your affirmations, but if you want to improve your health, one very good affirmation, some words have a lot more power and strength than other words, but a good affirmation for your health is, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. This is one of your affirmations for health. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I am becoming healthier and healthier, stronger and stronger, happier and happier every day in every way. I'm becoming healthier and healthier, stronger and stronger, happier and happier every day in every way. Now, you can say that over and over, but don't just say it like, I am happier and happier, stronger and stronger, happier and happier, healthier and healthier. You say it like you mean it. Put some emotion there. I'm becoming healthier and healthier, stronger and stronger, happier and happier every day in every way. Somebody says, what are you doing? Say, she made me do it. CJ Savage, she made me do it. I'm saying these affirmations. I have to do it. She's making me. It doesn't matter. You know, just do it because I'm telling you to. And just put some emotion in there and say it like you really mean it. Say it with all your heart. And you will find it will have a huge impact on how you feel. It is amazing. Some affirmations that you can say for when, for financial reasons. And I'm going to get into more of these affirmations next week. I am grateful for abundance that is mine. I am grateful for abundance that is mine. I deserve to be healthy, wealthy, and happy. I am healthy, wealthy, and happy. Here's one. Here's one that's my favorite. When you want a certain amount of money, you focus on that amount of money. Don't change the amount. When you figure out just exactly what it is that you need, keep focused on the number. Think of the number while you say, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. I am losing my voice. I'm sorry. There is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. There is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. There's another one that I like. Every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. Every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. Okay, we'll get into more affirmations next week. Okay, this is a biggie. This is really, really important. This is one of the things, if you want to really make some big changes in your life, you have to stop all the negative thinking, the negative talk, the negative behavior, and stay away from negative energy and negative people. And you're thinking, well, how do I do that? Well, the first thing you can do is you can stop watching TV. All the horror, murders, the shows that upset you, that are the brutal, hateful, bloody, mean, scary kind of shows. It just doesn't do anything except create negative thinking. And you have to realize that when you watch the news media, when they're telling you how horrible everything is and bad everything is, then what happens is you have to realize that you focus on that and you're thinking about it, and that goes into your memory banks and you can't get it out. Once it's in there, it stays in there. And then your mind is like a computer. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time getting into this, but you have a physical mind, you have a subconscious, that superconscious mind down there. And even if you close it off and you say, I'm not going to think about it anymore, it's kind of like taking a window in a computer, taking that little bar, closing that window, and you may have closed the window down, but it's still running in that computer. So it's in the subconscious. It's worked its way into that superconscious mind, and now it's running all the time, even if your physical mind is thinking about something else. So it's not going to do anything except create negative energy that attracts more negative energy that brings you more problems. So negative thinking, talking, actions, they're bad habits. You can break these bad habits if you try, no matter how old you are or who you are or what you do. Start by wearing a rubber band on your wrist and snap it every time you think or say or do anything negative. Snap it pretty hard so it hurts. Tell everyone why you're wearing it. So that way you're trying to break a habit of being negative. It also lets others know that you don't want to hear or talk about negative issues, negative talk or gossip. And they will also become more aware and they'll be careful. It also lets others help you snap that rubber band in case you forget to snap it. They become your support group. Two, you should take inventory of your family and friends. I want you to think about how you usually feel after being around them or talking to them, whether it's in person or on the phone. Do they make you feel better or do they make you feel worse? Do you feel down after talking to them? Do they bring you down? And if so, be busy for the next couple months, and just avoid them. And keep the conversations very, very short before they get into how awful somebody or something is. And move on. Focus on the positive things in this world. Okay. And I'm just trying to get you away from all this negative energy, because if you get away from this negative energy, you'll stop drowning in that negativity, which is attracting more negative energy, which is bringing you problems. So we're trying to get your life balanced and in harmony here so you can enjoy life and feel good all the time. Okay, the next thing, number six, is exercise. Now, we didn't get this far last week. We did talk about the negative thinking and that. The next thing is exercise. You know, even if you don't like to exercise, you don't want to exercise, you can find some form of exercise that you do enjoy and take the time to do it. Don't put out great big goals out there and say, I'm going to start exercising for an hour a day, and I'm going to get up, I'm going to exercise for an hour. You know, that's such a huge goal. If you're not used to exercising, then you're just going to throw in the towel and say, forget it. If you simply start your day by finding 5 or 10 minutes of exercising, whether you just go out of your house and go for a walk down the street to the corner and back, and if that's all you're going to do, you know what? You set that goal, you meet that goal, then you've just done something that day to make an accomplishment. You accomplished a goal. You set a goal and you accomplished it. You know, if you get out and you do start walking, you might find that you might want to walk a little farther than you planned. You might exceed in that goal. You might decide to take up bicycle riding and go for a bicycle ride. Or you might get on some exercise equipment and get a guest pass to try out a health club for a week or two. They'll usually give you a free pass for at least a week just to try it out. You might find just some floor exercises. Sit on the floor and maybe just do some leg lifts or just some stretching. But stretching is very, very, very important to keep your body limber so you don't get stiff. And when you get stiff, you really don't feel like doing anything. If you're going to sit there on the sofa, just pick up some weights and start lifting those weights up a few times. There are a lot of things that you can do to start exercising. And even if you start out doing a very short exercise, light exercise, even if it's only for 5 or 10 minutes, you can work that up and add a minute to every day. So each day you start exercising a little longer and doing a little more. It becomes easier and better, and you'll start feeling better. Exercise increases the endorphins in the brain, reduces stress, pumps oxygen into your white blood cells, increasing your energy, making you feel happier. So how can you go wrong? There's so many benefits to exercise. It'll help you to even think better. It'll help you to feel better. It'll help you to have a more positive attitude. So find something that you, some form of exercise that you enjoy, and then take the time to do it. Start off with just a very short time span. If it's only for 10 minutes or even, you know, you work up to 15. But if you set up some big hour or whatever, 45 minutes, and you don't make it, you're going to feel like a failure, and you're going to feel worse than before. So if you set a goal for like 10 minutes and you exercise for 15, you're going to feel really good about that. Okay? Now, you have to eat healthy. If this is too hard for you to do, this is number 7, eat healthy. If this is hard for you to do, then I would strongly suggest that you become hypnotized to have a desire to eat the foods that are good for you so you will not overeat or stuff yourself or eat the foods that are bad for you and make you feel even worse. You can go to my website, and on my website, I have the website www.thehypnosisqueen.com. That is The Hypnosis Queen, www.thehypnosisqueen.com. That's thehypnosisqueen.com. You can go there for a limited time and get a free audio hypnosis download, Freedom from Stress. You can also purchase on there for only $27 the Hypnosis Audio, Lose Weight with Hypnosis. You will lose all the weight that you want to lose. I strongly suggest that you listen to it every day for a minimum of 28 days. 60 days is even better. But you will lose your desire to eat those rich, high-calorie junk foods, sweets, greasy. You lose your desire for those foods that are not good for you. Soda pop, sweets, the rich, heavy, greasy foods, junk foods, soda pop. You lose your desire for that, and you'll have a desire to eat healthy, nutritious, lower calorie, better, healthier foods for you. They'll taste better and be more appealing, more appetizing. So I strongly suggest that if you're having a hard time with your weight or your diet, then go to thehypnosisqueen.com and get your download, get your audio hypnosis, Lose Weight with Hypnosis. You can get it there and you can start on it immediately. The hypnosis is about 36 minutes long. It's very, very easy to do. You simply listen to it, sit back and relax, close your eyes and listen to my voice and just think about what I'm talking about. There isn't any feeling of being hypnotized. So I strongly suggest that you take a really good look at your eating habits. And the one thing that you can do to start getting in control and really analyze what it is that you're eating and drinking is get a tablet, carry it with you, and be honest with yourself. Write down every single thing that you eat and drink. And if you find that you have to write it down in order to have it, you might decide not to have it. You might take a look at that notebook at the end of the day and think, I cannot believe I ate all that food. So I would strongly suggest that to start getting control of what you're eating, why you're eating what you're eating, get a tablet out and write down. And when you eat something and you're not hungry, I want you to make a note of that. I ate that. I wasn't hungry. And put down, why did you eat it? You might have eaten it because you were upset. You might have eaten it because you were just bored. You might have eaten it because you're nervous. But when you're hypnotized to lose weight with hypnosis, you no longer eat because you're bored, tired, nervous, or any of those kind of negative emotions. You'll eat what your body needs, and when you've eaten what you need, you're satisfied. But if a person is on a very poor diet, and if you're eating a lot of deep-fried foods, greasy foods, you're going to feel really tired because that grease just really zaps your energy. And if you're eating the wrong foods that's making you more acidic, then you need to get more greens in your body, more salads, green beans, barley, alfalfa, asparagus, lettuce. Get the greens in your body to alkaline, because you're mostly, your body's made up mostly of water, and you have to get that pH balance. If you don't know if your body is balanced or not, your pH, you go to the drugstore and get those little pH strips, and you can put it on your tongue or just do a urine test on it first thing in the morning or at night and see where you are. But if you're way off the chart and you're very acidic, your pH is way off. It should be, the pH should be a 7. And if you're not somewhere in that neighborhood of a 7 and you don't stay there or get there, if you stay off the chart too long, you will get sick. So I would test your pH if you haven't done so. Try to eat really healthy. Eat lots of greens. And if you haven't ever done so, you should do a body cleanse. A body cleanse, there's so many products that's on the market to clean out your system. There's so many different things that you can do. But you can start simply by cutting out those sweet, sugar, greasy, rich, heavy foods, junk foods, soda pop, and alcohol. Cut out white sugar out of your diet completely. White sugar is in so many things, including ketchup, mustard. Don't eat any white sugar. Do it for 14 days, and it will be hard for the first 2 or 3 days. By the fourth day, it gets easier, and you'll feel like on top of the world. But there's so many products on the market to clean your system out. One of the things I do suggest, and that I do once a year, every year, is I clean my liver out. So the liver is the filter that cleans all the toxins from your body. You can go on the website, which is Nature's Sunshine. Nature's Sunshine. It is actually run and operated, owned by Amish people. And you can get what's called Liver Cleanse Formula. Liver Cleanse Formula. And I would suggest that, and the Amish, and this is, you can do what you want. You can do what you want. You can read on there, but the Amish have taught me to take those, 6 of them a day, 2 in the morning, 2 in the middle of the day, 2 at night before I go to bed, 6 of them a day for 15 days, and it will clean your liver. If your liver is clean and get that all the sludge out of your liver and the toxins, your health's going to improve dramatically. Simply changing your diet, getting rid of all the toxin foods and the junk foods and that, get that out of your diet for about 15 days, will make you feel 100% better. Now, we've talked about the 7 things that you need to do in order to change your life around. Next week, we're going to talk about how to change your thinking. And one of the things that I talked about earlier is, which is very important, is you can start wearing a rubber band on your wrist now and get a jump start on that. Put a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you say or think anything that's negative, snap that rubber band, because what you're going to do, you're going to start learning to break a bad habit. We're going to teach you about energy, because we are all energy. We're like magnets, always creating, producing negative or positive energy. And it goes out into the universe, and it attracts like energy, unwavering, always working for us. The law of attraction has become like a household word. The law of attraction doesn't know the difference in what you should or shouldn't be attracting to you, but it is always working for you. The law of attraction is a real universal law. It works all the time without fail, the same as the law of gravity. The law of gravity, what goes up must come down and goes back down to the earth. Now, the law of attraction is very, very real. It doesn't know the difference and what you should or shouldn't be attracting to you, but it's always working. So the physical mind has what we call a critical factor, which is always arguing with you. And if you don't have any control over this level of consciousness, your mind will be filled with junk thoughts. Your thoughts will be a mess. Randomly filling your mind with negative junk, continually attracting to you negative junk in your life that you don't need or want. If you don't understand this yet, let me explain this as simply as I can here. When you get mad or angry or hateful, depressed, scared, or you feel or speak any negative feelings, and it's the feelings that are the strongest. When you put real feelings, you get mad and angry and you say negative things and you scream things like, I hate you, and you feel it with emotion. You are actually creating a very strong and very powerful negative energy when you do that. And that negative energy goes out into the universe, penetrating and permeating all the space of the universe. And they've just recently proven that thoughts actually travel at least 250,000 miles. Thoughts are things. When you think a thought, especially when you feel it with feeling, it goes out into the universe and it literally starts to build atoms and molecules and forming shapes and things. Things form. So your thoughts are real, and they're real things, and they can be measured. So when you get mad, angry, hateful, depressed, and you speak or you feel negative feelings, you're creating negative energy, a very dark negative energy that comes from you, goes out into the universe, and attracts more of this same energy to you. And before you know it, things just get worse. So what will happen is, if you do this, you're going to become a big crap magnet. Do you want to be a big crap magnet? Attracting to you just more problems and more negative energy and more negative things going on around you, more problems? You don't need it. Now, if you can comprehend that, what I just have told you, then when you change your thinking, change your story and your feelings, you know, if you can remember back when you get together when your siblings or old friends, the class reunions, family reunions, you remember arguing with, they have their story, and they tell their story, and you tell your story, and you remember it the way you remember it, because that's the way you remember it, and you argue and argue, well, you know, I'm going to advise you just to tell yourself a bald-faced lie to yourself, and you declare that you have this amount of money on this date, and you feel excited about it, and you wake up in the morning and you say, something really good is going to happen to me today, and you think it, you feel it with emotion, you actually become excited, and you can feel the excitement, you're looking forward to something good happening, and you go through the day just anticipating every little tiny thing, you think, that was something really good, and then something better is even going to happen. So lie to yourself. Tell yourself a big bald-faced lie and say something really good is going to happen to me today. Something really good happens to me today. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing I want you to think is just that thought there. Something really good happens to me today. Feel it with emotion. Raise your vibration. Feel it. Believe it. What the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. It doesn't make any difference how it's going to happen. It doesn't make any difference where it's going to come from. If you can believe it, conceive it in your mind, and you really believe it, when you believe it, you feel it with emotion, then you will achieve it. Somehow, some way, it might be a miracle, it might be a surprise, but it will come to be. So don't worry about how you're going to get what it is you're going to get, whatever it is that you want. Once you start telling yourself in the present tense, tell yourself now how it's really going to be with your life. Every day in every way, I'm feeling better and better. Even if you don't feel better and better, keep saying it over and over. You know what? If you keep saying it over and over, you are going to feel better. Every day in every way, I'm feeling better and better, happier and happier, healthier and healthier, happier and happier, healthier and healthier, you will feel it. You will start feeling it, and it will start, you will see your life changing. You will be feeling better, and you will start feeling happier, and you will feel healthier. If you just keep saying it over and over, and first you don't believe it, you just keep saying it, say it as if you mean it with all your heart. It will come to be. So, what you can do to change your thinking in your life, your financial status, and anything else that you really want to change is really very simple. You can read a lot of books, or you can listen to 100 CDs, or even watch good movies on this. There's so many things that you can do, but you don't have the time for all that. And even the new movie called The Secret that came out, it's very good. But it doesn't explain just how you are going to make all this work. Well, the physical mind is always arguing with you, and you say, something really good happens to me today. And the physical mind says, no, if I have about three more things bad happen to you today. You know, that thought has a lot of power in it when that just slips in there, and you can simply override it and squash it completely by just repeating your affirmation three more times. Something really good happens to me today. Something really good happens to me today. And just keep repeating that. And it feels stronger and stronger each and every time. And it becomes more powerful. Well, in order for you to really get control of your mind, use the affirmations. Sit down and do some writing. Guide your thinking. Force yourself into getting control of that physical mind so that the random thoughts are just not running rampantly like a drunken monkey through your mind, rehashing something that happened a long time ago. The past is the past. Let it go. Just say out loud, I'm letting this go. You can use your EFT. That works. It works wonderful. You can just say, I'm letting it go. I'm living in the present. Something really good is happening to me now. You can say your affirmations every day in every way. I'm feeling better and better. Or there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I'm grateful. Every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. So you can just simply start getting control of that physical mind. Wear the rubber band on your wrist, and every time you think or say anything negative, snap that rubber band hard. Tell your family and friends why you're wearing it. Sit down and write every single day. Take some time to get just a notebook and write some affirmations. Write your life the way you see it, the way you really want it. Don't write, oh, my life is a mess and I've got all these problems. And you don't write that. You write your life as if you're writing your life. You're writing someone wants a movie, to make a movie on your life. Only you don't want them to see the bad stuff, so you're going to write all the good stuff. And as a matter of fact, you're going to dress it up quite a bit to make your life look really enticing, really appealing. That, and you're thinking, by the time I'm done with this, everybody's going to want to be me. So you sit down and you write your life in the present tense, and you write it as if it's already happening, as if you already have it. Write, I am living in this beautiful, lovely home, spacious home. It's full of luxuries. I have a wonderful family that lives with me. I have everything I could possibly want. I have great health. I am so happy. I'm so healthy. I have a wonderful family. I take vacations. I am taking 3 vacations a month, 2 mini vacations for the weekend, and 1 4-, 5-, 7-day vacation, whatever. I'm driving the car of my dreams, the car, and put as much detail in it as possible. The car is what color is the leather interior, or what is the interior like, and go on and on. You can describe this house, your backyard, your front yard, the driveway, how you pull up to the driveway, which door you go into, and who is there waiting for you, and what you talk about, and the things that you do in your everyday life. And it's warm and sunny outside, so I'm going for a swim now, and my family joins me. Are you getting the picture yet? So if you sit down and you write this stuff, and every day you write on it some more and put in some more detail, then you're going to take that physical mind and you're really focusing on that. And it's not going to have a chance to argue with you. And the more detail you get in there, the more you think about it, the more you focus on it, it goes into that superconscious mind, which is where all the power lies. And that superconscious mind goes to work with making the universe, God, Spirit, bring it all to you. It doesn't matter how it comes. It doesn't matter where it comes from. But you can make this happen if you can focus, even if it's just for a few minutes a day, and try to increase that to several times a day, a few minutes several times a day, morning, maybe at noon, in the evening before you go to bed. I especially advise you to do it before you go to bed, because the last things that you really think about is usually the things that get into the superconscious mind that really work on you while you're sleeping. So, we're going to run out of time here. We just got a few minutes. So, I'm going to give you an example. One of the things I strongly encourage you not to do is to not watch TV. And I really, TV, it's just got so much negative things going on. There's so many TVs all about murders and crime, hate acts, the news and what's going on in the other part of the world and who's killing who and who's dying, who's bombing, who's getting sick, you know, all these plagues that are going around and making the world sick. Just avoid all the negativity and just draw yourself to what makes you feel good and happy. If you're going to watch a show, just to turn your life around, you can do it in 30 to 60 days. Just simply watch. If you're going to watch a show, make sure it's something that's funny, that makes you feel good, makes you laugh. Avoid the news at all costs and the news headlines in the newspapers and the headlines on the internet. But just stay away from negative people. And, you know, I've been down this road and I have done this. When I decided that I had to take an inventory of my family and friends, I had to literally decide to stay away from, it was about half of my family and most of my friends, because they were so negative about so many things, which is like right now we're having challenges in our economy and so on and so forth. So, you know, you can join that media, which is like, do you remember the old Walt Disney 1943 cartoon called Chicken Little? Well, the big bad wolf represents the media today. And the wolf runs and tells Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. So Chicken Little runs to the chicken yard and tells everyone, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, and, oh, blah, blah, blah. And they all got real excited and you know, they all believed it, they listened to it, they lived it, and, you know, in the end, the wolf's licking his lips, you know, because he had them all for lunch, because what he was doing was he guided him to the chicken house where he trapped them and ate them. And so, you know, do you want to join the media? Do you want to listen to it and live it? Because you think, well, that's reality. Well, it is reality in some ways, and it's not reality in other ways. Because during the Great Depression, we created at that point, during the Great Depression, some of the biggest millionaires that has ever lived. And they would not have become millionaires if they had listened to the media and listened to the negative people and their negative friends saying, oh, yeah, this is terrible, everything's terrible, you know, money's so tight and all this. If they had listened to all that negativity, if they drowned in that pool of negativity like everyone else, they would never have become millionaires. They set themselves outside of the negativity and they simply focused on the positive. So you've got to decide at this time, this day and time in life, do you want to be a part of that Chicken Little and believe everything that you hear and all the negativity and have to think about it and dwell on it and live it and so you can feel bad and join the forces, because you don't have to. Your life can be as good as you want it to be. It is up to you. You are in charge of your life. You create the life that you live. You can make it a life of happiness and abundance, or you can be negative and dwell on all the negativity, and eventually you will be sick. And you'll be drowned in that pool of negativity with everybody else and be depressed and so on and so on. So life's full of choices. And I would strongly suggest that you try to surround yourself with positive people, positive literature, positive, if you're going to watch TV, make sure the shows that you're watching are very positive, that make you feel good. You feel better after watching them than before. Your every word that you speak, every word that you speak literally affects every cell of your being. Now, we talk about the superconscious mind, and if you did not understand this yet, you need to know this. The superconscious mind is more of a politically correct term that was once known as the subconscious mind. In the old days, it was considered the subconscious because they didn't know anything about it. They understood and believed that it was something down under that physical consciousness. They couldn't see it. They couldn't touch it. So they only had some theories. So they called it the subconscious mind. Now they do understand it, and they do know what it is, and they actually have some high-tech equipment that actually measure thoughts. And the superconscious mind, or you can call it the subconscious if that's what you're comfortable with, is the spiritual part of you. It is not just in your head. It is in every cell of your being. It's in every cell of your body. The spiritual part of you is in every cell of your body, every cell of your being. And if you can understand that and comprehend that, then you need to realize that your every word, your every thought affects, literally affects, every cell of your being, your physical health, your body. With repetitions of affirmations such as every day and every way, I'm becoming healthier and healthier and better, stronger and stronger, healthier and healthier, happier and happier, you will actually become stronger and stronger and healthier and happier every single time you say it. You'll get a little stronger, a little happier, and a little healthier. They have proven that your every word actually affects every cell of your body. The superconscious mind can influence and affect every cell in your body. So do you want to, if you think and speak negatively every time that you do this, it's like drinking another drop of poison. If you can imagine that, you're poisoning yourself. If you want to get better and better and stronger and healthier, then you need to speak in a positive tone. You need to speak positively about anything and everything. And if you don't have something good and positive to say, remember what our mothers used to say, if you don't have something nice to say, then don't say anything at all. Well, that is so true. There is a lot of truth into this. So, there is a new website on, it came from The Secret. If you go to thesecret.com and you can look up, Rhonda Byrne has started a site that she's collecting stories where people are using learning from The Secret. And when they're changing their finances, their health, and so on. Some of these stories are just phenomenal because it might be something as simple as one person on there, I'm going to cut this short, one lady on there found out that she had a heart that was so bad, they put her on a list, the donor's list, to get a heart. And she had just seen the movie The Secret, and so she got up every morning, she held her hand over her heart, and she would say several times, "I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart." She said that for a few minutes each and every day, and she said when she first started saying it, she felt silly. She said it seemed stupid because she'd seen all the evidence, the medical evidence, showing how bad her heart was. But she said she kept it up, and after 2 weeks, she started feeling it with emotion. She said first it was just like a pretend thing, and then she started feeling it with emotion. She got really excited about it. The more she said it, she would say it every day, "I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart." And when she had a doctor's appointment to go to the doctor, she put the doctor's appointment off for 4 months. And she did this for 4 months faithfully. She got to where she got so excited about it that when she got done, she was actually feeling better. She found and learned that she was getting stronger and healthier. She didn't know if it was a coincidence or why it was, but the only thing that had changed was this affirmation that she was saying over and over every day. And she said she started realizing and believing she was getting healthier because she knew she was because she was feeling better. When she went back to the doctor, they checked her again and they learned very quickly that she had a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart. So they took her off the donor list. So simply words are extremely powerful. In the beginning was the word. Words are very powerful. So I would strongly suggest that you choose and pick your words very carefully. Again, I'm going to go over, before we get cut off here, I want you to have my website, which is thehypnosisqueen.com. You can get a free hypnosis audio download on that website. I also have a new blog. It's called www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. That is your mind, how to use it, all one word, no periods, spaces, or anything. Your mind, yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. And also, if you're interested, we're starting up a new metaphysical group. It's going to be the Masterminds, the Power of the Superconscious Mind. It's for experimental purposes. If you're interested, email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Email me if you're interested in joining our group. And we will start off by meeting in the Jacksonville, Illinois area maybe once a month. If you're not in the area, we're going to put this on. I'm going to create a new blog just for this experimental group. We will do remote healings, remote viewing. We will use the mind, the superconscious mind, and some exercises and some hypnosis to experiment with. And everything will be documented, so we will get everything on the blog. We're going to use teleconferences, so you can call in on the phone. Right now I have access. I think I can get 200 people on the phone. So it will be a teleconference. And also I'm going to eventually get it into a webinar. So if you're interested in joining this, then I would suggest that you email me with your name, a little bit about yourself, and your phone number, and we'd be happy to have you. Okay, and we're running out of time, and our time is up in 20 seconds. I thank you for joining us for an hour of power. I hope this helps you to make improvements in your life, to living more abundantly, and join us next Thursday evening. Go to the website, or you can go to Block Talk Radio, the Power of the Superconscious Mind, and look up, and you can hear this. This is recording, and you can hear it again. So thank you for joining us tonight, and visit the website. Thank you.